Well, if life's battles have got you down, we're going to talk about today how through Christ we're more than a conqueror. I'm Monica Schmelter. I want to welcome you today to Bridges, where we bring you hope for the journey. And my guest today has been here before, musical artist Sean B. And Sean, it's good to have you on Bridges again.
I am so happy to be back here.
So now, the last time you were here, I mean, and you're still a Denver native, but you were living in Denver, and now you're here.
Yeah, it's so crazy to think, you know, talking with you before the show, last time I was here, I was talking about, oh, I don't know, maybe if this is what God has for me, I'll end up out here. And turns out that it was.
Yes.
I'm about over a year now living out here in Tennessee, and it has just been incredible. You know, God really, you know, just pulled on the heart of me and my wife and said, hey, it's time to move. And, you know, so, I mean, long story short, within a week, you know, we kind of just transitioned everything. I left my job. We came out here with, you know, not really sure what was going to happen, but knowing that this is where God wanted us to be. And it has just been incredible, just proof to us what stepping out in faith and obedience really, really does and what it means.
Right. And it sounds, you know, so good to step out in faith. And
yes.
It is, right?
Yeah.
But there's lots of battles, lots of battles, victories to be won through faith.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about that more than a conqueror a little bit today.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So just like you said, the idea of stepping out in faith, it's such a good idea, right?
I remember when you were here, I was thinking about the young family, thinking about coming to Nashville, music artists, it sounds so good. And then I thought, it's hard to move.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, it is hard. And, you know, the thing about, you know, stepping out, at some point, life and reality is going to hit you. You're going to run into it, you know, whether you like it or not, because, you know, obviously God didn't promise us a perfect and easy life. He just promised us a life that will work out for His good when we're obedient. But it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy for us. And so, you know, when we came out here, there were definitely hard things that we had to go into, you know, figuring out, oh man, what are we going to do for work? Work's like important, right? Where are we going to live? Another important thing, like, you know, how are we going to continue to provide, you know, for our daughter and the kind of things like that. And not only that, but like, how are we going to adjust to not having our family around us, our friends around us? Like, hey, you know, it's just me and you, you know, what are we going to do? And so, there were incredible challenges that we faced as far as like handling those things and learning how to navigate the reality of life once it set in. The incredible thing though is it takes me back. You had mentioned, you know, more than a conqueror. And I think, you know, part of being more than a conqueror is not, you know, you don't just win, but you grow and you become better from those battles that you were in. And I think that that's something that me and my wife truly experience. And it takes me back to, you know, count it all joy when you're faced with trials of many kinds, because, you know, that verse promises that we will be whole and complete in the end, not lacking anything. And I have just seen that time and time again, you know, when we fight these battles, if we don't just try to fight them, but we try to learn from them and grow from them, the way that it changes your life is incredible. And I think that that's why we can count it joy, because there's a promise of not only like a victory, but, you know, just a better you and the version of you that God wanted you to be, you know?
Yeah.
So just so many incredible things, so many incredible victories. And, I wouldn't have traded the battles for anything now at this point.
And it's so good, Sean, that you've learned to give perspective to those battles, right? Because life can either just be a fight.
Yeah.
And it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's just a fight. But if we're learning and if we're growing and if we're becoming who God wants us to become, then there really is that perspective, that glorious perspective in the midst of those battles.
That's right.
And so that's really what you're talking about, that moving your family here. Part of that, at least, right, was for your music?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That was all of it, really.
All of
was,
it. Yeah. And then you had to kind of put everything around that, get everything figured out, where to work, where to live, how to take care of your daughter. And now music is really coming through for you. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super excited. And so something I want to say to that point that you were talking about is I always say, you know, I really believe this. We didn't come this far just to come this far. I love to say that. I love to believe that. And what that really means to me is exactly what we were just talking about. You know, God uses even the hard things. Mm-hmm. God uses even the battles to get us to that point where we're trying to be. And so, you know, for us, when we saw those hardships, when we saw those things that were like, oh man, like this is taking a lot for us to battle through, we know that God is going to use that for something great, you know, for something that's going to be ultimately for His glory, but, you know, for the good of everything as well. And so, having gone through that season now, like you said, we came out here for music, and how did that all set up? Mm-hmm. We have some incredible things going on. Getting ready to go on a tour. The Winter Jam tour will be kicking off any day now, and just really excited for that, mm-hmm. because it's going to be 40 dates, you know, 40 cities with, you know, artists that I looked up to, you know, growing up, some people that I listened to and artists that I listen to now. It's just going to be incredible to spend time around them, learn from what they've learned, you know, mm-hmm. hey, what did you do well that worked for you, or what do you wish that you would have done different?
Exactly.
You know, having the opportunity to ask those questions. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to is the people that I'm going to meet after the show, before the show. One of my favorite things about getting out to different shows is being able to talk to people afterwards. Mm-hmm. People come up and they share their stories about what God's done in their life. And it's so encouraging to me because I don't think people understand when they share those stories, they remind me how God is everywhere.
Yes.
And God is working in mm-hmm. everybody's life at the same time. You know, it reminds you, hey, God's not just for you. Mm-hmm. You know, God is for you, but God is for everybody. God is for His people. Mm-hmm. And so when people share stories of what God's done in their life, it just reignites your fire. Like, oh man, that's the God I serve.
Right.
The God I serve is doing something in my life and in mm-hmm. your life and in their life all at the same time.
Yeah.
And that because He's that powerful.
Yeah. Hi everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And you think about just the battles like that you and your wife and your daughter, you know, went through just to get here and then to get established here and all of that, that in those battles and through the music that you write and that you go out and perform, that He's using those songs.
Yes.
He's using what you do in the lives of people. And I think we can lose sight of that. Like people that would be, you know, not musicians, accountants, teachers, might not understand that God is working in and through all of our lives in ways that we don't even see. But you get to see that sometimes before and after the shows, you get to hear about that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, something that I'll say to your listeners who and your viewers who are watching is that your battle will not always be your battle. One day your battle will be your testimony.
Mm.
And on the day that your battle becomes your testimony, something incredible has happened because now you're using your story to help pull somebody else through their battle. You're using what God's done in your life for the good of somebody else. And so, you know, we've already talked about how, you know, all things will work out for God's good. Mm-hmm. We didn't come this far, just come this far. That is ultimately where all of that resolution is. Once they've made it through the battle, that becomes a testimony to the glory of God, because it's not look what I've done in my life. Mm-hmm. It's look what God's done in my life, despite who I was, despite where I've been, despite the stupid decisions that I made, all of this, God still made something of this person.
Yes.
And so I just think that's so powerful for people to remember that, you know, this battle is not forever, but your testimony will be forever. And your testimony and your testimony can change other people's forever
as right.
well.
And encourage people who are like at their wit's end, right?
Yeah.
That they just think, I can't do this one more day. And then they hear Sean or they hear Monica or whoever you are, they hear you say X, Y, Z, and they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I can do this for one more day. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the victory comes. Now, isn't More Than a Conqueror a song also?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about
that. So More Than a Conqueror, that's a really exciting song. So More Than a Conqueror is a song that I wrote kind of nodding back to the days that I did hip-hop music and mm-hmm. stuff. It's got a little bit of rock in there. It's got some hip-hop. And it's really more of a high-energy song than I've done for a little bit. But the goal and the motivation behind that was just to kind of get the listener centered in this mood of, like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I can do mm-hmm. this. I need that extra something to push me. That was the whole goal of that song. And
yeah.
so, thankfully, another incredible God moment is that song has been picked up for an upcoming film called The Good Fight. And
that's pretty something.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, congratulations
that. Thank you so much. Thank you. When I met James, the director for that movie, we were just kind of talking back and forth, and I had showed him the song, More Than a Conqueror. He listens to it, he gets to the chorus, and he says, wow, you know, Sean, you're not going to believe this, but our tagline for this movie is to be more than a conqueror, battles have to be fought.
Mm.
And so right there, he said, we want to pick this song up, and we want to use it for our movie. And the tagline that he told me, you know, to be more than a conqueror, battles have to be fought, mm-hmm. It's such a simple tagline with so much meaning and so much impact, because, you know, the idea of being more than a conqueror, that's not just something like, you know, something as easy as saying, like, oh, hey, me and you are sitting here right now.
Right.
Like, more than a conqueror is an achievement. It's
yes,
an accomplishment.
It is
something that's like, that is incredible and hard. But to get to those places, to get to those elevated places, you have to go through something,
yes,
you know?
We have to be willing, right?
Yeah.
To show up every day.
That's it.
And fight those battles, the good fight
yes.
of the faith. Not just fight, because I know people that just get bitter
yeah.
and jaded,
yeah.
and life is just a fight. And I understand where they're coming from, and
mm-hmm.
I think if you could just invite Jesus into that battle,
yeah.
it's, like you said, it's not that life gets easy, because life in this broken world is not necessarily easy.
Yeah.
But it does have great meaning when we've invited Jesus into it.
Yeah, and it goes back to, you know, like you said, not just fighting out of anger, mm-hmm. but like, what are you fighting and who are you fighting for?
Yes.
And I think that's a concept that's addressed in the movie as well, as, you know, the main character, he's just overcoming, you know, personal things as well. But once the fight becomes beyond him, once mm-hmm. the fight becomes about his family,
yes.
about his kid, you know, about his faith, about the people who, you know, who trust him, who love mm-hmm. him. Once the fight becomes about more than just himself, mm-hmm. is when he sees, okay, it's time to put my head down and make real change, because it's not just about me
that's
anymore.
Right. And
know?
That's true for all of us,
yes.
right? It's about our families. It's about our neighbors. It's about those of you that are watching, right? It's about all of us. And eternity is at stake.
That's right.
And it's like, if we could just fight that good fight,
yeah.
Then we would see these battles being won, and we would have stories and testimonies that we could share with people of the things that we've learned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's incredible. And so, you know, the opportunity to, you know, try to relay that message through a
yeah.
song in partnership with this movie, it has just been,
yeah.
You know, the Bible says God does immeasurably more than we can ask
yeah.
or imagine. And
it's spectacular. This has
definitely been an immeasurably more moment for
yes.
me, for sure.
It's awesome. I congratulate you on that. We've got to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back right here on Bridges in just a moment.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today, where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Artist Sean B. is my guest today, and we've been talking about how through Christ we are all more than conquerors. And you've had, when I just think about that, not that long ago we talked on the old Bridges set that your family was contemplating a move to the Nashville area. God brought you here. You're making music, and now one of your songs will be in a film, The Good Fight.
Yes.
So, do you just pinch yourself, like, sometimes, or?
Yeah, it is. By the way, incredible new set. I love
We're
the design.
So thankful.
Everything. This is really great. You know, it's one of those things that I had always prayed for some type of opportunity, but the kind of opportunity that has come along has just been, you know, incredible and really beyond what has been prayed for, not only from a career standpoint, but the people that I've been blessed to, you know, call friends along the way, the people that I've built relationships with, that I've just learned so much from. You know, my team down at We Rock, I've learned so much from them, not only as an artist, but just growing as a person and as somebody who, you know, just genuinely cares, you know, more about life and more about people. So what I really count as a blessing is the people that have come into my life that have shown me all these areas that I could grow in. You know, so alongside of the music, it's just it's just so great to see all of that at once.
Sometimes it can be hard to see, but this life is not just about our career, right, or even ministry. It really is about becoming who God has called us to be and walking in community with other people of faith, because it helps us learn and grow and all of those things, and to be able to share our faith. And that's what I hear you saying, is that God brought you here and has placed you just in a great community where you're learning and you're growing, and that helps us as we fight battles.
And, you know, truly too, you know, when I came out here, more than, you know, because you pray for open doors, you pray for things to happen, even more so than that, and my grandma taught me to pray this. She's, my grandpa is a pastor out in Colorado, and so my grandma really kind of gave me this talk to pray this. You know, she said, you have to pray to God, you know, for what you want, but you have to say wholeheartedly, God, even if this stuff doesn't happen, I will serve you anyway. And even if what I'm praying for doesn't happen, please open the doors that you want to be open. And so I did. I truly prayed that. And and as an artist who dreams of, you know, going on tour, you know, the movie stuff and all that, of course, that was a dream for sure. And so to genuinely pray that prayer was hard for me.
Absolutely.
And I struggled praying that prayer because I didn't want to be insincere with God. You never want to be insincere with God. You don't want to be unauthentic or anything. And so it was a struggle for me to pray that prayer. But once I finally kind of put myself aside enough to be able to say, all right, God, look, even if this doesn't happen, I pray that you know, do what you want to do. You know, more than open doors, put the right people in my life. You know, put the people that I can trust in my life. Put the people that will help me grow as a husband, as a father, as a Christ follower, as a man. Put those people in my life more than touring opportunities, more than music success. Put that in my life. And it truly was, like I said, it was a hard prayer to pray. Because I think as people, we want to pray for what we want. But something that I saw from that is, you know, people say God gives you the desires of your heart. And I believe that to the point where it is true if your heart aligns with God's heart.
And it's only true if our hearts align with God's heart. And your grandmother taught you a powerful lesson in prayer and posture of heart, to be as young as you are, to have dared to pray that prayer, because that's surrender. And I've thought many times, Sean, like, it's easy to sing the song, I surrender all,
right?
I'll be more than a conqueror, but am I willing really to fight those battles God's way? And really, will I surrender what I think needs to happen or what I want to happen? And you're saying basically your musical aspirations, though they're ministry and the film and all of that, it's scary to say, you know what I mean when I say it's scary.
Absolutely.
Because we have this this thing that really then we're surrendering all to Jesus, and we know we can never go wrong, but it's still that giving up of ourselves. That's hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is the hardest thing that I've had to do, definitely. And I can imagine for anybody, you know, in any lane of success, it has to be. It has to be challenging.
Right, and it's in every area of our life. You know, I remember a dear friend who did not want to go through a divorce, right?
Yeah.
But that's what her husband wanted. And so she had to come to that place of complete surrender to Jesus. You know, Jesus, I want you to restore the marriage.
Yeah.
But if not, you're still the Lord of my life, and I'll still serve you. Those are hard prayers, but those are prayers.
Yeah.
Where we really grow as individuals, we grow in character, we grow in maturity, and God always does better, right? But there's that part that we just want to hold on to there.
Yeah, that's it. There's always that piece that we want to hold on to, but, you know, ultimately, you know, God's way is the way. And God's way is the way that will not only work out for you, but it will work out for those who you impact as well. You know, the Bible says all things will work out for his good, not for Sean's good, not for the way that I want them to, but for his good.
Yes.
And I truly believe that, you know, when our hearts align with his, then his good is our good.
Yeah. And he's the only one that has all the big picture.
Yeah.
So the things that I think that I want, the way that I think that things should go, I don't really know, because I don't know all things like God does. I have to surrender that. He's the only one that really knows. But when we can come to that place, Sean, you know, whether we're a musical artist, whether we're a pastor, a teacher, a full-time student, any one of those things, and all of those things, it's that place of surrender.
And I tell you, you know, along the way, all of the, you know, we talk about fighting battles, and these battles that I fought have taught me how to love people better, how to love my wife better, how to love my daughter better, how to be the leader that they need, that the people who, you know, trust me in that leadership position, how to be that person that they need. And really what I realize is, you know, God doesn't need me to be a music artist. God needs me to be a leader after his heart.
Mm-hmm.
God needs me to be somebody that people can follow to follow towards him.
That's right.
If the avenue to do that is by being an artist, then that is incredible, and I'm thankful for that. But, you know, when God created, you know, when God created my purpose, when he created your purpose, he created you to be that leader that people can look up to.
That's right.
And your lane is through Bridges, you know, doing the thing that you do. And it's because, like you said, surrender, it's because of that surrender that he's able to use you in that position.
Yeah.
But if your heart behind Bridges was for you and for your own glory, then Bridges wouldn't last. You know, it wouldn't be running. And so it's, you know, the same. I see that as myself. You know, the artist lane, the movie, all the great things that are happening, they could not happen if it was out of selfish intent, if it was out of that, because they didn't start to happen until that selfish intent got removed. They didn't start to happen until the surrender came and said, God, this is it. Like, this is your life. This is your message. This is your thing. Do what you want with it.
Because I think about when you say, you know, God needs you to be a leader after his heart.
Yeah.
He needs you to be a faithful husband and a faithful dad. And, you know, when you move across the country, you realize our little family, like, we don't know anybody, right?
Yeah.
And your wife needs you to still be full of faith and say, yep, I know God brought us here. Because I remember when my husband and our son moved here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say you're moving by faith. Like, we said all that, and we meant it.
Yeah.
But it's not till we got here that we realized we have no family, we have no friends.
Yes.
Did we do the right thing? Is this? But we grew through all of that, and that's what I hear you saying. Because at the end of the day, God didn't just call you to be a musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
You're a husband and a dad and a person.
Yeah.
And so if we get too attached to any outcome or any role, it's really hard.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's something that I go to Rolling Hills Community Church, and something that they challenge us is, you know, ask yourself, is anybody's life better because you were in it?
Yeah.
You know, because of meeting you, is anybody better for meeting you? And, you know, they challenge us to drive that direction of, like, am I that person that people can say, like, you know, I'm closer to God because I knew this person, or mm-hmm. I'm a better person because I knew this person. Yeah. And that's been the goal, you know, and just since coming out here is like, all right, I want to be that light, you know, I want to be that reflection of God's light that people can say, like, okay, you know, something was made better because you were here. Not because of me, but because of God's presence through me.
Yes.
Are those things improved? And so, and then I just got to take a second to brag on my wife too.
Please.
Because
So there's
this whole thing, you know, it was that week that I was out here, and that was actually the week that I met with, We Rock as well, and just kind of talked back and forth, and they had let me know that they may be interested in working with me. So I call my wife that night, and I'm like, hey, babe, there may be an opportunity for us to really do something at a higher level, at a more professional level, but it would take sacrifice. And she's like, okay, well, what would we have to do? I said, we would have to move as soon as possible and get out here to really start doing things. And so I'm so worried about what she's going to say. I'm thinking she's going to say, like, oh, no, our family's out here. Mm-hmm. No, we have this, we have this.
Sure.
She responds immediately. She didn't miss a second. She just said, okay, I'll start packing. And she was behind it 100%. And so I tell...
That's an amazing wife
there. It is amazing. And so again, you know, just speaking to the viewers, men... Find you, if you're a single man, find you and pray for a woman of faith, because a strong woman of faith will just, you will do beyond. It's just incredible to have a woman of faith praying for you, supporting you, doing that behind the scenes. And women, be that woman of faith, be that strong woman, because it is such a difference maker. It is, you know, I don't know, you know, God put her in my life for many reasons. And I saw that as one of the reasons, you know,
Absolutely.
her faith, you know, just
because
moving
mountains.
Because that's
hard. You know? That's hard. You have a daughter. You're moving, you know, away from your family. That's really hard. But she stood in faith. So we're almost out of time. So I need you to tell me the name of this project.
Yes. Okay. So it is coming out here very soon. We're going to be doing a 10-song album. And... releasing it right online with Winter Jam. So if people want to find that, go to SeanBMusic.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at SeanBOfficial. And you just got to jump on and see what's happening, because we're getting ready to just release a lot of announcements, a lot of new music. I'm excited for you to hear it. It's going to be a great blend of different things. And, you know, I would love to hear from you. Message me. I message back. You want to talk about what we talked about today. You know, questions for, you know, aspiring independent artists, anything. I love to talk. I love to meet people. So let's connect.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to Bridges today.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. Monica will be right back.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
The Bible does promise that we are more than conquerors, but that promise means that we are fully trusting and obeying Jesus Christ, that we are obeying the Word of God by faith. And as we do that, even though we will fight many battles, some longer than others, some harder than others, He promises that we are more than conquerors. He will see us through each and every time, because God never fails. His word is forever true. It's forever settled in heaven. And while there are so many things in this world that we may be uncertain about, we can be certain of His word. And His word says that in the midst of all the battles, that we are more than conquerors. So I want to thank all of you for joining us for Bridges today, where we bring you hope for the journey. I'm out of time. We've got to go. And I say goodbye, and God bless you.
Hey, Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.